USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
As federal officials struggle to deal with a surge in illegal border crossings and unaccompanied children, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Fox News Sunday stands behind the Biden administration's approach.
We are not going to send children under the age of 18, kids under the age of 18, back on this treacherous journey. They are fleeing challenging economic circumstances, hurricanes, prosecution in some scenarios. It does not mean that they get to stay in the United States. It means their cases are adjudicated, and we want to treat them humanely.
President Biden has rolled back a number of key measures the Trump administration had implemented to enforce border security, leading to a sharp increase in illegals crossing the border, with well over 100,000 recorded in February alone, according to the Epoch Times. Former President Donald Trump tells Fox News he's leaning towards taking a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border in the next couple of weeks. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An inmate at the Oklahoma County Detention Center was shot and killed by law enforcement last night after taking a corrections officer hostage.
We had an officer who, during pill pass, was overrun by at least one inmate and taken hostage. The inmate was able to take his radio and his keys and free many of the other inmates that were on that pod.
Jail Administrator Greg Williams said the inmate may have taken the officer's phone and live-streamed some of the incident. Authorities say an Oklahoma City police officer shot the inmate when he held an unidentified object to the correction officer's neck. The officer was hospitalized for minor injuries. The jail was on lockdown for about 2 hours. Shipping traffic in one of the world's busiest waterways remains disrupted for nearly a week now after a 430-yard-long container ship got stuck across the southern section of the canal. About 15% of the world shipping traffic transits the Soyuz Canal. Salvage teams are working to dislodge the container ship, and more tugboats are on their way to help. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Flash flooding in Tennessee has turned deadly. At least 4 bodies have been recovered, and dozens of people have been rescued from houses, apartments, and vehicles. National Weather Service declaring a flash flood emergency in parts of Tennessee overnight. In Nashville, they recorded a record near 6 inches of rain on Saturday. Security forces in Myanmar opened fire at a funeral on Sunday where mourners gathered to remember 114 people who were killed during the worst crackdown on protests in the Southeast Asian country since February's military coup. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The mass murder of civilians is being widely condemned, including by the United Nations. In retaliation for American sanctions against China for its human rights abuses, Beijing has targeted 2 members of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom with similar penalties. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The U.S. sanctions were against China for its human rights abuses of ethnic religious minorities. Now the Chinese Foreign Ministry has announced that Gail Manchin, chair of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, and Tony Perkins, vice chair of the U.S. CIRF, is among those under the sanctions. The Chinese sanctions prohibit the Americans from traveling to mainland China, Hong Kong, or Macau. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has been leading a global effort for demanding an end to China's abuses against the Uyghurs.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.